You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, I think the best thing about this week, a couple of good things. One is a short week, not have to sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. Obviously, that last game was extremely disappointing. Our kids were disappointed. Everybody was. And, you know, it starts up front. And when you can't run the ball, when this team can't run the ball, it's going to be trouble. And there's one guy here, one guy there, and that was the situation all night, and it's going to make the pass game a little difficult as well. And then, you know, at the end of the game, they held the ball from us for 5 minutes. And so they took it to us. I mean, our defense, I thought, played well in the red zone for the most part. They hit one pass on us. Chenault's a great player. Trent was right there, and, you know, he made the play. And that's going to happen, but you know, those guys played good. Our defense, fourth quarter was, like I said, holding the ball for 5 minutes was a little disappointing, not just to have another shot to do something. So we looked at the tape. We've talked about it and just got off the practice field and, you know, good spirited practice.
After looking at the tape, why do you think you guys weren't able to get anything going?
I mean, it's just what I said. There was one guy here and one guy there. They didn't do anything different than we thought. They, you know, they do a good job with their package, but it's very, you know, difficult to explain because when you got that much time and it's really not that different, you know, you just kind of get whipped up front. That's hard to take.
Chris, it looked like Colorado wanted that game a whole lot more than Washington. Yeah. So what can be done?
Yeah, I don't know. And they played better than us. I don't know if they wanted it anymore. Like, I keep saying that, you know, these kids practice, you know, we were looking at each other at coaches because the last couple practices we had, and specifically in the O-line, our coach thought, this is some of the best practices we had, and we go out there and don't get it done. And so it's not a matter of want. Everybody wants to win. It's a matter of execution and those type of things. I just think there's so much parity in this conference. I mean, you just look at it. And you know, Oregon State beats Arizona State, then Arizona State the next week beats Oregon, who's heading to the playoffs and all those type of things. And I've been saying this for a long time, like if you don't show up and play your best, that's what's going to happen. It's going to look like, huh, how's this happening? And, you know, everybody's got good coaches and everybody's got good players. They really do. And certain teams are, you know, getting better, and hats off to Colorado. They got better in the bye, better, you know, more than we did, for sure. And nobody's, you know, I mean, that's, like I said, I told you, walking in here, I mean, that was a hard one. I mean, everybody's sick to their stomach on that whole thing.
Did you think that there was an edge was missing as the game went on?
I don't think there was an edge that's missing. Well, you know, I thought there was a little bit of panic that went on. We had so many three and outs and we couldn't get into a rhythm, you know, in the first half. And I think that's what happens sometimes when we can't get something going. I think they hold the ball and they're driving and we're kind of on our heels. And, you know, we just had way too many three and outs. And I think that changes the chemistry and the mojo for sure.
When you have panic like that, is that a lack of a veteran?
And that, you know, that's probably, I'm not sure if that's the right word, you know, but I know it's very unsettling and there's a tendency to press a little bit more. And then, so, you know, I think the good teams can just kind of shake it off and reload and go make a play. And we haven't been able to do that. You know, we need to get into a rhythm. And when we do, and you see us when we do, it's like, okay, well, why can't this go on at all times? And that's the thing that's been perplexing, a little frustrating.
In these games where you guys have struggled offensively, particularly in the passing game, mm-hmm. in Stanford, Cal, Colorado, mm-hmm. now, do you see any common thread between those?
No, not really. There's not a common thread. Like I said before, if there was a real common thread, I think we could get that fixed. You know, sometimes it's on the protection. You know, sometimes it's on the wideouts not making a play. Sometimes it's on the QB or the ball's maybe not as accurate as it should be or going the wrong direction. It's a little bit of all those things. When we do get into a rhythm, when we do stay on the field, you know, we can be pretty darn productive and good at times, you know. And sometimes we have long, like our drives, we had long drives, which I always say are really hard to do. You know, we'd like to be more explosive. You know, it's hard. It's hard to go 12 and 15 plays and score touchdowns. I mean, that takes a lot, and that's kind of what we did when we scored. You know, we need to score quicker than that. Haven't been able to do it.
What's the temperament of the team right now? Is it anger, frustration? Put it behind.
That's a good question. And all I know is there's some energy out there. You know, I think there's probably some anger, and I think there is some frustration. And if there wasn't, I sure the heck wouldn't want them in our team room. You know. I mean, nobody's good with this, and they shouldn't be good with it. And so it was, like I said, it was a pretty spirited practice out there because I think a lot of guys are those words.
Considering you guys' resources here and the games you've won in recent years and the conference championships you've won in recent years, what's your thought on what a reasonable expectation is for what Washington should be on a year-to-year basis, record-wise?
Yeah, we should compete for the Pac-12 championship. That's the goal, and that's what we should be able to do.
Were you expecting that you'd be able to involve Ty Jones more in these last couple games?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's been a lot of discussion. He's working in on certain things, and, you know, I'm a broken record on this. Guys got to put it together in practice. They got to earn the reps over somebody else. You know, nothing is handed here. This is a meritocracy. I mean, that's how it is. You got to earn your stripes. And, you know, we've been out for most of the year. And other guys are playing. And so we are trying to get him more involved. But it's got to show up in practice. And, you know, he's been doing well. But not necessarily over the other guys to say, hey, this guy needs to go in over the other guys.
You're looking at different things that we're looking at, and obviously you've got better film.
No, we're looking at probably similar stuff.
When you take a look at the film and thing, what are you seeing with the wide receivers' ability to get open, the schemes you're running,
yeah,
you know, the separation? What are you seeing?
You no question like better separation. I mean, I think that's one of the things that all offenses are looking at is, you know, can the guys explode and run away from guys and separate? And then can you hit the pass? I mean, we had one where, you know, we got Andre deep. You know, we kind of overthrow it by a few yards. I mean, we got to, you know, I come back to that execution thing. So, yeah, there needs to be more separation and guys going up and making plays. But when we do, we got to also give our guys a chance to make a play. That can change the game.
How's Jacob seeing the field, in your opinion?
Yeah. I think he's seeing it okay. I do. I think he's seeing it okay. You know, I think we got to help him pass. I think we got to pass protect cleaner. And like you said, the separation. And if some guys can make some plays and spark the offense, everything changes. And that's just kind of what we've been lacking. Those things. Applecut, move on. It's time.
You guys obviously haven't lost to Washington State since you've been here. Is that something you take particular pride in, being that they're your rival and they've been right there for the division these last few years?
You know, I think the rivalry games are awesome for all the states. I mean, they're going on across the country. And, you know, everybody in this state, for the most part, you know, picks a side. And so I do think it, you know, it's one of the things that's awesome about college football, because I think the fans, you know, are truly, truly in this, and a lot of bragging rights go on for a long time. So, you know, we got obviously much different teams, and it seems like it kind of goes like this every year. You guys would know better than me, but the records seem to always kind of be very similar when we play these guys since we've been here, and certainly the last couple years, and here we are with the same league records, the same overall records, and away we go.
What about you personally, though? I mean, just the fact that
I already tell you this. Like, Colorado's and, you know, Washington State's not more important than Colorado. It's like one game at a time. That's all how I think. And and then you go play the next game. And is it fun that, you know, there's more energy and those type of things coming into the stadium? That is, that's fun on game day, but it's got to be all done with the preparation and, you know. So my mentality is all one game at a time. I do think it's awesome. You know, if the kids, there's more on it for the kids. You know, a lot of times kids from Washington that go here, they all kind of know each other. And there's a lot of kids from California over on that team and a lot of our guys from California. So I think that's good for all those guys.
You say that you don't listen to the outside stuff, but, you know, with fans, with this Washington State game, there's a lot of talking that goes back and forth. And after Washington State's game, Alex Borgie talked a little bit of smacks that he expected to score a lot.
Yeah.
Thought of letting any of your guys just talk a little bit.
Well, you know how we are around here. I mean, we just want to go play. But, you know, that's rivalries. You know, that's kind of the beauty of some of the rivalries. And you know, makes it kind of fun. He's a good player.
There was some talking last year after the game from your side. Or did you have any thought on that?
I'm not good with it. Well, I'm into playing the game, and that's how your talking should be. So.
You got a bunch of seniors playing the last home game on Friday, specifically Trey Adams and Nick Harris. What have those guys meant to this program?
Man, I mean, Trey has been through so much, and I love that kid. It's funny because this is going on, this is into 6 years. And I remember when I first got here, you know, someone's like, hey, you got to call, you know, you got to get hold of this kid and his family. And I'm like, okay, we had like three recruits committed when I got here. And so, you know, I'm like, is this guy good? And guys are like, yes, he's good. And I put the tape on, and I'm thinking, man, this guy's good. We got to get this guy. And I think he was committed at the time. And then it took me a while to figure out he wasn't even a senior. And so, you know, when I got a chance to watch him play, I'd really never seen a lineman like that in high school. And so, you know, he'd always been a Washington fan. And, you know, I just, like, spent 6 long years, but I remember, like, that was just yesterday. I mean, I remember talking to him in the hotel I was staying into and his family and, you know, didn't know anything about him, but I'd watch the tape and getting to know his family. It's just, I mean, that's what this thing's all about. And it's been awesome. And then you fast forward to the other side with Nick, who those guys are like, you know, thick as thieves. And Nick has exact opposite story, you know, in terms of lightly recruited and all those things. But we had watched him forever. And Cody, you know, Chris Strasser and I, we just kept going, are we missing something here? Because all the experts didn't know anything about him or have any opinion. And, you know, his coach is awesome down there at Jay Sarah, Coach Harlow, and who's a really good line coach. And, you know, and he's like, trust me, you guys aren't missing a thing. And, you know, and he comes as a 17-year-old kid and ends up playing for him. You know, this guy we were thinking about, you know, gray shirt, and, you know, this guy's like young and then, you know, comes in here and plays as a true freshman. And so, yeah, that's what this thing's all about. That's the seniors. There's a lot of those guys. And you got a story off every single one of these guys. That's just the starting point, you know, just getting them here. And then all the things they've been through, it's been great.
Uneven results in a season, team leadership sometimes comes into question.
Yeah.
Players bought into Jacob's leadership.
You know, I mean, I don't think of it like that. Like, I don't put that on him. You know, he's the new guy. And I think Jacob the one thing I know about him, he's an awesome kid. Like that kid, guy drops a pass, protection's not right, game doesn't go well. He doesn't even kind of point fingers. I mean, that is not, you know, not him at all. So, you know, I think his leadership's fine. I think he's grown this year as a leader. I really do. And I think the guys that have been around here for a long time, more so, you know, than him, and I know he's the quarterback and all those things, but you know, I think he's done a nice job, and I think he's grown in that department. I really do.
Jacqueline Kirkland
is all right.
Play.
Jacqueline Kirkland is all right. He's I will tell you this, it's not a serious injury, and we'll see if we get him there.
Why specifically do you not like the talking after the game? Is it revs the other team up for next year? Is it?
I know it irritates you guys. Huh? You just need something. I can't explain that, you know, as a coach, I just can't explain it, you know, and I just don't think another team needs any more motivation. I think both teams are probably, certainly in rivalry games, are really motivated. It's just, you know, there's going to be enough fun and shenanigans and all that kind of stuff that's going to be out there. And to me, I just want them, like, focusing on just playing hard and playing good. But, it's hard for me to say, like, why am I not into this? I don't know. Coach Leach, he might have a different perspective. I think you probably ask him about that.
More stuff matter?
I really don't think it does, because just the world we live in these days, right? Everything's bulletin board. I mean, you just know everything about everybody if you want to and just keep looking at that stuff. I mean, in the old days when it wasn't out there, if you could get something, like, that was awesome. Those are awesome times. But now it just seems like it's a lot different.
Jimmy Lake was outspoken last year. They don't want to judge.
Yeah, Jimmy's usually always outspoken. So
gotta be like, what are you doing? Or are you just kind of sitting?
You know, I mean, I think everybody knows in this program how we feel about all that stuff.
Have you crossed paths with Mike Leach much in the last year?
No, not in the, well, a little bit. It's usually
media day.
Yeah, that's it. And we used to go on some, apparel trip together, it's hard in rivalry week because everybody wants to hate the other coach and all those type of things. And you know, I'm like you guys. I mean, I get a kick out of him. You know, for a while, and then I got to walk away because he can hold the mic for a long, long time. And
as funny as if he beat you.
No, he would not be. I know. I mean, that's about the rivalry. That's the thing about it, you know. There's a lot of Cougars in this town, right? And you see all the license plate and the flags and all that stuff. And, you know, if you win, that really bothers you. If you lose, it bothers you for a long time.
You put up 54 points against Oregon State.
Yeah.
63 against UCLA. Obviously, they've been a team that scores points throughout the years, which is something unique about this year's team?
No, I don't think so. It's, maybe they execute a little bit better than they have been. I mean, it all comes down, but it's the same system. I've always told you. I mean, it's amazing. I think he does a phenomenal job over there. Like, he's got his way, and, you know, there's so many offshoots of it that are having success, but that's the purest of the pure, and it definitely works. I mean, obviously, time tells, right? And year after year, I mean, they're going to put up points and do a great job, and it's no different this year. And quarterback's a heck of a player. I mean, he really is. He's got some moxie and savvy to him, really quick release and accurate, and fast, shifty receivers.
Yeah. Late game Saturday, you didn't get out of there till stupid o'clock.
Yeah.
You have to fly back, short week, and holiday on Thursday. Yeah. Do you see any impact on the team?
No, I mean, it is, you know, we knew this was going to be coming a long time ago, and I think, you know, you play well and you win, it gives you a nice energy boost, which we didn't have, but I do think, you know, feeling it today and going out there, I think it's better than having an extra day to kind of wait to get on the field. I think the kids did a good job going out there and practicing good energy.
What's it like the day? I mean, what time did you get back? 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I think I got home at four.
Sunday, like, and you get home at 4 a.m.
You go to sleep, and then you come back in the office, you know, after a few hours of sleep. And, you know, most of us would watch the tape on the plane, so that's, you know, productive as long as you could before you fall asleep. You get some sleep, come back in, and, you know, make your corrections and get your meetings ready. And, you know, and then you're preparing, obviously, so you got to put that to rest quickly, but you can't just run by it, and you're on to the Washington State stuff.
Yesterday, then?
Players will have the day off. You know, obviously, we got a short week, so. But we didn't practice with them or do anything like that. We just brought them in and took a peek at the tape and that kind of stuff.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.